If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Bob Bertog, president of Bertog Landscaping Company in Wheeling and a certified landscape professional with the National Association of Landscape Professionals, is with us now. Good evening, Bob. How does your garden grow?
Green side up, John. How are you?
I'm really good. Thank you for coming on. Now, you know that Bob appears on the John Williams program with great regularity. And so I've got some speed jokes for you. Ready?
Here we go.
All right. I stood in my garden early yesterday morning, wondering where the sun had gone. Then it dawned on me. See? I'll only do one more.
Okay.
I thought, well, the guy's on with Williams a lot. Let me see if I can find some garden jokes. And you can. You can find anything. You know, my wife is furious at our next-door neighbor who sunbathes with news and... Let's try that again. My wife is furious at our next-door neighbor who sunbathed nude in her garden. Personally, I'm on the fence. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Exactly. Okay. So I find it totally appropriate that you come on. Here we are, May, and the weather is just out of control. So a perfect time to have somebody on who can talk about spring seasonal tips. How should my grass be cut? Should I mow every week? How do I control weeds in my garden? Well, if I could get to my garden through the water and the mud and the wind in my face, that might be very helpful. But I have to say, and this is, I can't believe that I'm the only person who has this going on. I got to tell you, Bob, the grass in my yard on my lawn looks like somewhat like a jungle. Maybe not a jungle, but sagebrush, or it's really tall, it's really green, and every time I think it's going to be warm enough for me to mow the lawn, it rains, like today, and then it's going to be cold for a while. What should I do?
Well, you could start by putting on a jacket, because actually the temperature... The temperature has nothing to do with you being able to mow the lawn, but I do agree with you that the lawns have put on excessive amount of growth. That warm spell we had a week and a half ago really got things rolling. And now you have people talking about no-mow May. Well, if you believe in no-mow May, you're going to have no-mow lawn, because it's just going to grow and flop over.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
What I'm suggesting to do is actually not to cut off. Like, make sure your mower setting is not where you had it last fall, because that would be at about 2.5 inches, and you're going to scalp the hell out of your lawn, and you don't want to do that. So
No. You
want to make sure at least 3 inches, and if you have to mow it once at 4 inches and then come back 2 days later and cut another inch or inch and a half off of it, you're going to do that. You don't want to stress out the grass straight out of the gate here in the spring. And everybody's already put down fertilizer too, so that's adding to the problem, which the excessive growth with the excess rain we've had.
Well, once you start mowing and you don't cut it down, then obviously you're going to be back again real soon. Is that like once a week for a while?
You're definitely at once a week right now. And the thing you want to, when you're mowing, you don't want to cut off more than a third of the blade, the grass blade, because more than 50% of a grass blade is water. And you want that plant to take the water into the root zone, so it's going to take the nutrients and the water into the root zone, where if you go in there and you shear off half the blade, or if not more, the plant's going to sit there and say, now how am I supposed to live? It'll really stress out the lawns.
And what about, I can't really tell now because everything's so wet and the grass is grown around it. But I've got patches of, I don't know if you call it dead grass or grass that needs to be replaced. Am I too late to do anything like that, or do I still have a shot?
Oh, no, you still have plenty of time for that. The window's still open on that, unless we get into the 90s, which you're not saying that's happening anytime soon.
No.
But you still have time to scrape it up, you know, rake out the dead, put down some top dressing mix, mix in some seed, cover it with peat moss. The problem is a bunch of people did that 2 weeks ago based on recommendations, and now with all this rain, that's all in the sewer. Most of that stuff is washed away because it didn't germinate. So now you have to go through the process again, and it's very frustrating. I understand your point.
Well, you're a professional, BirdTalk Landscaping. What kind of services do you offer?
We are a full-service landscape firm. Anything design, build, irrigation, lighting, commercial snow plowing.
Commercial snow plowing. I'm going to
didn't do much of that this year.
No. Yeah, that's how you can measure how the winter's gone, whether or not BirdTalk has been out doing the snow plowing.
Exactly.
So is there any other suggestions that you have about lawn care, weed care, when we're in this sort of, I still think it's a bizarre weather cycle. As you mentioned just a few weeks ago, it was really warm for a few days. Then it gets relatively cold. Today it's miserable, and it has to have some sort of effect on anything that grows, am I right?
Absolutely. And I think part of the problem, too, with that warm-up that we had a couple weeks ago, a lot of your flowering fruit trees and apples and things, they all started flowering and fruiting, but guess what wasn't there were the pollinators. You didn't have the butterflies.
You didn't have the bees.
So now we're running the risk of no crop. And who knows? I mean, Mother Nature works in strange ways, but it certainly is going to stress out a lot of the plants. And the show of the crab apples this year and things, it hasn't been the showiest spring from a flowering standpoint, at least in my perspective. The magnolias flowered and it lasted until the first windstorm because then the cold came back in. Tulips didn't do so hot. They're still flowering now, but the plants got confused. They said, oh, great, it's warm. Let's get going. And then it rained and got cold and snowed. We went from wearing shorts in the morning to snow in the afternoon 2 weeks ago. That's why
plants and I have a lot in common. We were both very confused. I didn't know I didn't know exactly what to do either. I mean, I'm like, should I go out now? I put a jacket on. It's not like I have to be in, you know, shorts and a t-shirt to mow the lawn. But at least got to be reasonable, you know.
Right, and the other thing that's a concern is the mild winter that we had from a temperature perspective. The snow, not so much I'm that worried about because we're 2 inches above average on moisture content. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, we went into winter 8 inches below normal, but for now, from January till now, we're 2 inches above. So the moisture's there. We just didn't have a lot of snow. But the problem is we didn't have any very hard freezes at all. So all those critters that were overwintering underground, which normally would freeze to death, they're going to come up early in the spring. So be scouting for early grubs this year. See what comes out of the ground as far as your Japanese beetles and things. They're all going to come out early. And if we didn't have that hard freeze, the populations will be higher. So definitely keep an eye out for that and attack it early if you see it.
Bob BirdTalk, President, BirdTalk Landscaping Company. You've been, I don't know if you've helped anybody else that was listening, but you've certainly been a great help to me. So thank you very much, Bob. If people would care to avail themselves of your landscaping services, and I got a feeling this year you're going to be in demand. How do they get a hold of you?
Best place to start is our website, birdtoglandscape.com.
Very good. Thank you for being with us and have a great night. Stay warm.
Thanks for having me, John. I appreciate it. You too. Thanks.
Stay dry.